Want to go right now to our phone lines as we are joined by a patriot coming out of District 5 in the Volunteer State. That would be Congressman Andy Ogles. Congressman, welcome to the morning show. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Doing well. How about you?
Cannot complain. And I will say this on behalf of a lot of the people in District 9 and District 8 that would be represented by Congressman Kustoff and also Congressman Steve Cohen. A lot of our listeners very disappointed that their Congress folks voted for the $1.2 trillion funding package, of which you did not, along with the rest of the delegation. Thank you for standing with fiscal responsibility.
Well, you know, for me, it wasn't just about responsibility. I mean, there were some reckless things in that bill. So if you look at it carefully, and obviously it was dropped at 2:30 in the morning, we didn't have a lot of time. So my team, we divided it up. We went through it with a fine-tooth comb, and we were actually the ones that found the gain-of-function research provision in the bill. And so, you know, we all remember COVID. You know, it started in China. We know it was a lab leak. They delayed letting the world know about it, which allowed it to spread and eventually hit the United States of America. So we know that China is not an honest partner when it comes to this type of research, the gain of function research. But there's literally a provision in the bill that allows the Defense Department to fund gain of function research in where? China. For that reason alone, the bill should have never made it to the House floor. We should have all voted against it because we know we can't trust China. That's it. End of story. Now, to your point, there's all sorts of nonsense in this. The bill paid for, like, the transgender proms up in the Northeast. There's money in there to bring more illegals into the country, all of which is horrible, and I would vote against it for those reasons, too. But the gain-of-function research with China in their mainland is enough that everybody should have run away and hid from this thing.
Yeah, well, it's to your point, just some nonsense. And for what I would deem common sense Republicans to vote for that nonsense was just unbelievable. But well said. I did want to ask about this. The Attorney General, Jonathan Scarametti, was on the morning show yesterday, and he addressed this letter that the city of Franklin received by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Of course, the city of Franklin sits right outside the Nashville metro area. What was that letter, and why is that a concern to every Tennessean in this state?
Well, you know, there's a couple of things. So, you know, to inform your listeners, there's a letter notifying the locals that there may be some illegals headed their way. So we reached out to the Department of Homeland Security. What was interesting is I said, so where are they? And their simple response was, well, we don't know. And so the way it works is someone's processed in the country, they have a destination, so they, you know, sometimes it's literally just an address on a piece of paper, but they could put a destination that's in San Francisco, then once they're processed, they're free to go wherever they want. So they really don't know those 600, did they come to Nashville? What happens when they got here, if they got here? And so we have further dialogue with Homeland Security, and I challenged them. I said, you know, because their response is, well, we track them, we give them paperwork. I said, well, if you give them paperwork, you're not tracking them. you gave them a receipt, you gave them a piece of paper, but you really have no way to track, quote unquote, someone who comes into this country illegally, really don't know who they are, and once they get here, they're free to go wherever. And so we have no idea how many actually came here. We do know there are illegals coming to Nashville, the greater Nashville area, but Homeland Security on any given day could not tell you how many and who they are, which is testimony as to why this failed policy of Joe Biden has to be reversed. You've had millions of people coming here illegally. We know that there are terrorists in this country now. We know that. It's been testified to before Congress, so it's not top secret anymore. We have an Iranian assassin in this country that they're trying to find. I mean, we've literally let terrorists into our homeland. You are less safe today because of Joe Biden, and everyone who came in under his regime should be deported. I have a bill that's called the Send Them Back Act, which would do just that. If you came here illegally under Joe Biden, you're going to be deported if my bill passes.
Wow. Yeah. And we've been following that. But nothing unites the Democrats, Congressman, like allowing illegals into this country. For example, over in the Senate, there was a bill, Senator Hagerty was pushing this. He was talking about this on the morning show, where the bill would basically stop taxpayer from funding to fly these illegals across the country. Right. That seems pretty common sense. Every single Democrat voted against that measure. And to you, as you are a congressman in representing District 5, but across the state of Tennessee, why is it that that issue unites them? Is it power? Is it changing congressional districting? For the life of me, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it is. It's about power. I think there's a short-term and a long-term motivation there. So if you look, they're flooding Arizona, New Mexico, those types of states, border states, battleground states, with illegals with the intent of converting them into voters. So that's more of a short-term play. But what I think is more nefarious is that every 10 years we have a census, and they count everyone in the state, even if you're illegal. So where are they sending a disproportionate amount of these illegals? They're sending them to states that have population flight, like California, like New York. You know, where are they going? They're going to Florida. They're going to Texas. They're coming to Tennessee. And so California and New York at the next census should lose congressional seats. But because they're being backfilled with illegals, they'll be able to hold them. So this is about reapportionment. You know, a state like a Tennessee, a state like Florida, a state perhaps like Texas should actually, at the next census, we should get another congressional seat. Texas should get another couple congressional seats. But because they're taking these illegals, they're sending them to California and New York, those two states will be able to hold on to their current delegation. That is, quite frankly, a conspiracy far greater that you see it could have ever possibly alleged to be, Trump to be involved with. And yet the Democrats look the other way. They're going to let Joe Biden get away with this unless we, the people, take a stand. We've got to win the White House, the Senate, and the House in 2024. And then we've got to just start deporting people en masse.
Real quick, before we let you go, because we appreciate the time this morning. I am curious about this speaker getting ready to bring to the floor some separate Ukraine and Israel aid funding packages. This as a Republican revolt looms. I think it's very clear there is a fraction happening in the party. What do you make of this when he comes to the floor? I believe this is next month when you return from your spring recess to discuss additional aid to Ukraine.
Well, you know, we've all discussed this. The southern border is the most pressing issue facing this country. And before we discuss anything else, that should be the topic of hand, closing and securing our southern border. And so this idea that I'm open to discussing Ukraine is nonsense when we have, you know, Lincoln Riley's dead because of an illegal. Just 2 weeks ago, a 14-year-old girl was raped in Virginia. A 14-year-old girl was raped in Louisiana at the hands of an illegal. We are less safe today because of our southern border. And so nothing else should pass on the House floor until we shut down this border. And like you said, there is a faction taking place within the Republican Party on this issue because we are more concerned about our homeland and our country than we are about places like Ukraine. And I'm sorry. I mean, obviously, that's a crisis that needs to be addressed, but we have to get our priorities straight. America first, not America alone, but it's got to be America first. We have to secure our homeland. And for me, that's what I'm going to be focused on.
Well said. I love to hear it. I agree with you 100%, and I'm not going to add anything to what you just said because the people are hearing it, and they can also follow you on X at Rep Ogles. Your team does a great job. The tweets that come out of your office are fantastic. Thank you for dropping by, Congressman. Appreciate the work.
Absolutely. God bless.